All right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yo, yo,
as
yo.
Always, Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony,
yo,
last week, just terrible. Our guest, Rob Parker, the rudest guest we've ever had on the show by far, he insisted that the interview we did only lasted 10 minutes.
Unprofessional.
That's what he asked for. And, you know, we reached out to our sources and, you know, because we wanted to figure out what was going on. We confirmed Rob Parker, he's just never lasted 10 minutes at anything, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, which means he's bad at sex.
Yep. Anyway, the big story this week, obviously, the Sixers on their way to a title.
Total lock.
Yeah, they've already locked up the number one seed, winning the regular season title, which is, you know, just as important. But what's even better, they did it the right way, trusting the process, yep. Going through the draft, and taking 9 to 11 years to get good.
Yep, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, well, you got to tell that to our guest today, because he did it the opposite way. He joined not one, but two super teams, the Celtics and the LeBron Heat, to try and piggyback his way to a title.
Disgraceful.
NBA veteran and NBA champion with the Celtics, Eddie House. And, you know, we're going to ask him how he feels now, looking back, if he feels, you know, it's tainted, his title, you know, knowing he took the easy route.
I don't know how he can live with that on his subconscious.
But on the subject of something that's not disgraceful, we got big news on the show, people.
Yeah,
we do. A huge new sponsor. This whole episode is sponsored and brought to you by the great people at Hot Pockets. Now, we don't want to go too inside here, you know, with our business, but let's just say, according to the terms of our deal, we make big bucks for every mention of Hot Pockets.
And allow me to say, that is one hot pocket of an idea.
Well said, Tony. In fact, there's 20K right there.
Yep.
Anyway, we've been getting a lot right lately, as always.
Yep.
So,
it's
time to do our most popular segment, Where Pauly and Tony Were Right.
Where Pauly and Tony Were Right. Brought to you by Hot Pockets.
All right. As we told you at the top of the show, it's clear as day. The Sixers are on their way to winning a title. And, you know,
yep.
The people who don't know anything about basketball say, oh, well, the Sixers haven't won anything yet. But, of course, they've won. They've proven that patience is the key to winning. None of this super team bullshit. Isn't that right, Tony?
Yeah. You know, they say good things come to those who wait, but they also say bad things come to those who don't wait. That's why a lot of pedestrians get struck by cars.
Well said, Tony. Well, couldn't have said it better myself.
And if I may also say, this is the NBA. You can't microwave a team into greatness like you can microwave a delicious chicken bacon ranch hot pocket available in the freezer aisle at your local grocery store.
We just made 60K right there. And a little inside baseball, people. That's what's called native advertising. Content baked right into the show.
Yeah, you didn't even know we were doing it.
All right, let's go to another thing we nailed right on the head.
Where Pauly and Tony were right.
We told you new head coach Nick Sirianni was going to be a success with the Eagles, and sure enough, he already is. He came out and boldly declared there would be no 7-on-7 drills in off-season training activities. And I got to say, Tony, I again like the way this guy thinks.
100% agree. Why would you even practice 7-on-7 when the game is played 11-on-11? It makes no sense. You're going to confuse your players because they'll get on the field and look around and go, wait, there's 4 extra players on the field. They need to get off the field before we get a penalty.
And another thing, your quarterback needs to practice having 11 people rushing him because he needs to feel the pressure of being in that pocket. Right, Tony?
Yeah, it makes it hot, like a hot pocket.
Now up to 80K. All right, let's roll on to the last thing we hit bang-o right on the head.
Where Pauly and Tony were right.
We were the only ones who predicted that the winner of the PGA Championship would be none other than 50-year-old Phil Mickelson.
And we're not surprised in the least.
Not in the slightest.
Yeah.
A couple weeks back, we went to our bookie and put $60,000 down on Mickelson at 20,000 to 1 odds. And our bookie, he looked at us and said, "Are you crazy?" And we said, "Dude, Phil Mickelson won on the Champions Tour. He had to beat a tour full of all champions."
That's even more impressive than the regular PGA Tour full of losers.
You know, people say, "How'd he do it? How'd Phil pull this out?" People, it's quite simple. He got hot at the right time.
Not unlike a tasty, delicious cheeseburger-flavored Hot Pocket, which goes microwave to your mouth in just under 3 minutes. Ask your local grocer for details.
Doesn't sound like an ad to me, just pure content. Anyway, that wraps up where Paulie and Tony were right. And just in time, because I see our guest coming on the line, so let's bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
Also sponsored by Hot Pockets.
All right, this guy, longtime NBA veteran, you know, played for a lot of teams, but most notably, played for not one, but two super teams. LeBron's Heat and also the 2008 Celtics, where he won an NBA championship and, let's face it, ruined the entire NBA in the process. Anyway, now he's an analyst. You see him on TV. Let's just get him in here. Eddie House, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
What's happening, man? What's up? Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. And nobody ruined anything, man.
Oh, hold
on. Nobody ruined nothing.
We'll control the flow of the conversation. But, you know, I like where your head's at.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, we'll let you go. But we're going to go
together,
I'm not surprised by this, Eddie House. I'm not surprised. Because I already know your personality. You're impatient. Most NBA players have the decency to wait for a title. You know, wait maybe 9, 11 years, do it the right way. Not you. You had to go join the super teams and go chase those rings.
No, not at all. I never chased anything. They chased me. But I pick up my phone when somebody calls. I didn't call them saying, "Hey, can I join your squad?" No, they called me saying, "Guess what? We would love for you to be a part of this because you'll be an intricate piece to make this a championship team." It was never a part of me going like, "Hey, man, let me find out. Can I pick up my phone and reach out to everybody to see what's popping?" No, that ain't never happened.
Well, you know, you could have said no. You know, you had perfectly good situations.
Hey, let me ask you this quick question. Would you have said no?
First of all, I asked the questions, number one. Two is, I would have said, "I'm Eddie House. I'm a member of the Charlotte Bobcats, a perfectly decent organization.
Exactly.
You keep your offers.
I like putting in an honest day's work."
Yeah.
Stop it. Now, both of y'all lying. You know damn well y'all full of everything. Full of shit.
You know, to me, it sounds like you're jealous because the Sixers completed the process and didn't cheat the system like you did. Wouldn't you say that, Eddie?
You're jealous. That's what's going on here. Come on.
After they stole the coach that actually won a championship with the Celtics, then went to the Clippers, couldn't do it.
Doc Rivers talk about going chasing. Doc Rivers is like, "Please, I want to coach Joel Embiid. Please, please." He came over here.
Yeah, he begged. He begged to come
Stop
in.
Stop it. I just want to know, lift the jersey up. I want to see how many scabs y'all got up under there, because I know for sure y'all got a lot of wounds y'all have licked. And y'all finally are healing a little bit.
Yeah, because you want to know why.
We climb the mountain to the top. It wasn't the process. Three years ago, it was, "Hey, what is the process? I need to figure it out."
The process is listening to you.
Yeah.
You know, here's the process, and I'll tell you how you do it. You put it in an honest day's work. You climb to the top of the mountain. That's how we got ourselves. You take the elevator. That's what you do. You say, "Excuse me, doorman. Press button number 14 that takes me to the penthouse."
We took the stairs.
After a long day's worth of work, I'd say, "Hey, man, press that button for me. Let me slide on up there," because my legs are tired after putting in a long day's of work.
Well, frankly, that makes sense because we heard that when you got to Boston and met KG and Pierce and Allen for the first time, we heard you said to them, "Hey, guys, I'm tired of running up and down the court. Can you go win a championship for me so I can, you know, maybe get some rest?"
Yeah.
No, you want to know what I said to him? I said, "Hey, guess what, guys? We're about to win a championship. Glad I came. Aren't you happy that I got on this team? Because now that I'm here, we finna win it."
Well, frankly, I find that very hard to believe. But, you know, Can you give me a little inside knowledge on that team there?
Go ahead.
Were you guys friends? You know, did you sit around, you know, I don't know, eating Hot Pockets together? What did you do? Was it friendly?
No, we had a little bit more money than that to eat Hot Pockets. What, you know, what? We were eating steaks.
Oh,
we was at
Blue you're Chris. Insulting
we
Hot
was
Pockets.
At Morton's. It wasn't no Hot Pockets. It wasn't no Pizza Pockets. It wasn't pretzels
we'll have to
or
edit
nothing
this
like
out.
That.
We'll
hot
edit
dogs
this out.
And
don't
water,
worry.
No ramen noodles and cheeses. It was none of that. You know, we was eating big time meals and we all did hang out and kick it too. And you know what? Everybody picked up the bill. Sometimes I picked up that big bill.
Oh, what kind of bills are we talking about there?
Don't worry about it. Something that you ain't never seen in your life. So don't worry about it.
This is why everybody hated the Celtics, because you guys didn't relate to the working man. You were eating big, fancy meals while good, hard-working people eating Hot Pockets.
So wait. Yeah. So you telling me Boston is not a working man city? You telling me Boston's not a working man city? Boston is a working man city. And for you guys to sit here and act
Says
like
the
it's
non-working
not.
Non-working man taking the elevator.
I really have to take a step back and really, let me look. If I could look you guys both in the eyes and take a quick sniff. Sounds like haterism to me. You sound like haters.
You're the
over
one
here.
Hating on Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
Hot Pockets give me gas. I fart too much with Hot Pockets.
But edit this out. Just edit it out. No,
edit
can't.
This out.
Look, let me just ask you something. I think you're angry. And I'll tell you why you're angry. They called
tell
it
me
in,
why.
They called it in Boston the Big Three era. And come on, you took that personally. You thought, shouldn't it be the Big 12? There are 12 players on this team. What are you talking about? And that makes you upset. That's why you're so angry today. Come on, admit it.
Yeah.
No. Hey, so, it's levels to things, right? And we understand it was a Big Three. And then when other guys came in, it was another Big Four. And then when those other guys came in, it was another Big Five. And so we made the Big 12 that way. You understand what I'm saying?
That was a lot of math. I couldn't follow.
Yeah.
You guys
well, that's your bad. That's your bad for not being able to do the math.
All right.
Sorry.
I'm trying to guide you here, you know, because look, you made the mistake twice in your life. You know, you had a chance to come clean with the Celtics. Then you go and you join LeBron in Miami, right? But you don't win a championship there. You're out before they get that. But come on, aren't you glad that you didn't win two championships with two different super teams? That would have looked bad, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would have made you look like a cheater.
Hell no. Nah. It would have been looking great to be a two-time champion. Are you shitting me?
No.
Hey, would it look good if Carson Wentz was the quarterback you guys thought he was going to be and you guys won another championship? Wouldn't
Carson,
it feel good?
I didn't know you were so good on defense. Why didn't you do this when you were in the league? You know, here you are trying to defend yourself.
I'm not defending myself. I'm not defending myself at all. I'm just shooting back. I'm a shooter, remember?
Oh, I remember.
You know, if you shot as good as you talked, you would have 7 rings right now. You would be like Robert Orr.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, well, I didn't get the opportunity. I had the gun. I was never able to get it off. And when I got it off, I did shoot.
Well, that leads us to the guy who was taking shots from you and everybody else in Miami, LeBron.
Yeah.
Now, when you got to the Heat, LeBron didn't have a ring yet, but you did. Did you say to him, hey, come here, son. Let me teach you how this game is played.
No, never that. You don't talk to people who are that great in that manner. That's disrespectful. That's what you guys do.
Says
so
you.
What you need
Says
to
you.
Do
Says
is
you.
Listen to me and how you explain how we're going to do this. I talked to LeBron and said, hey, check this out, man. We got an opportunity to do something special and great. All you got to do is pass me the ball in the corner when we play OKC, and I'm going to hit the shot, and I'm going to give you the big ball sign. And that's exactly what happened.
So you're the one who taught LeBron how to play basketball? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you taught him how to pass.
No, I said, make sure you pass to the right guy, because he could have went somewhere else, but he came to the right guy.
Yeah, he should have gone to Udonis Haslem more. That was the mistake.
Well, depending on where UD was at, you passed to him. But if I'm open in the corner, pass it to me, please. And he did. I got fined $25,000 for that. I'm still asking the NBA, can I get that back? Because, I mean, Sam Cassell did it a million times and never got fined. What happened to you?
What happened?
I said, hey, I got the big ones down there. You know what I mean? And they gave me a fine. I'm like, hey, man, why did I get a fine for that?
Inappropriate gesture.
Hey, come on, stop.
Very inappropriate.
And it's funny, man, you guys sound like The Sopranos. I've been watching The Sopranos. I never watched it before. I finally got in there. You remind me of Tony Soprano. You on the bottom right there, Paulie. You remind me, and you've got a name like one too. Paulie Soprano. You said Paulie saying it, Tony. Tony, you remind me of the guy that was about to whack pussy.
What is going on here?
When did this become?
Are you a TV critic now? What is going on here?
No, I'm saying that's what you gotta remind me of. I'm just saying.
You know who you remind me of? You remind me of my ex girlfriend.
Yeah,
she was a ring chaser.
Don't tell me that.
Yeah, because all she wanted was a ring.
You around all the time.
Yeah, she wanted a ring, and that's what she wanted all the time.
She would go from block to block asking everyone, "Hey, can you give me a ring?" Kind of like you.
Did she slap you around?
No. I got rid of her like the Heat got rid of you. I mean, come on, they waved you, right?
Yeah.
Did you say to LeBron? Did you say like, you know, fuck you? You're never going to win without me. Is that what you said? I heard that.
No, I never said that. Oh. What I did say to myself was like, damn, this might be it. God damn it. This might be it. You know what I'm saying? But I want to get back to your lady. Does your lady make you wash the dishes at home?
First of all, I said ex-girlfriend, so you're not much of a listener. Second, you played for like 9 different teams, so you know, you've had your fair share of relationships
gone
south.
I got a lot
of
love. I like to give a lot of love. You know what I mean? I got a love to spread it around. I got to spread my love around.
Yeah. Just, can I ask you on a side note while we're here?
Okay, on the side. Which side? This side or this side?
This guy.
You know, this is a serious question, so I'd appreciate if you quit the comedy act for a second.
Yeah,
serious. When you were with the Heat, do you think they missed the boat by not being sponsored by Hot Pockets? You know, Heat, hot, it's kind of sitting right there, you know?
Yeah.
It just seems like a huge miss to me.
Well, I think it gave a lot of us gas, you know?
Aww.
It gave a lot of the gas. When we had our little discussions back in the day, we talked about it. It was like, man, the pepperoni pizza one, them ham and cheese ones, the poots was a little hot. The farts was stinking, you know, and they just lingered in
here?
The room, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I will let you disrespect LeBron as you did, but you will not disrespect Hot Pockets.
Guess what?
So guess what?
There's a new flavor of Hot Pockets.
It's called
Off the Show.
Off the Show. Eddie House, you're kicked out of this house. I just farted you out like you fought out Hot Pockets.
Fusco Satellite Network.
Well, guess what? Hey, plug your nose, because I got some more of this shit if you don't get me off of here.
Jay, hang up the phone.
Is he up the line? You know, now I see why LeBron kicked his ass to the curb. Makes total sense now.
Yeah. Eddie House. More like Eddie Homeless.
Great one, Tony. Also, we'd like to apologize to all our great friends at Hot Pockets for Eddie House's unfortunate comments. That's why right now we're going to do what they call in the business a make good.
We're going to make this right.
This is when you do an ad, complimentary, just to show you're still simpatico with your corporate sponsors. So here's an ad right now for Hot Pockets. Do you think your meals should be freshly prepared with fresh ingredients? Of course not. That takes too much time. You know, you're a busy person. You can't sit around for 3 hours making food while you miss out on life. You'll need to get going, and Hot Pockets gets you done and out in 5 minutes or less so you can make the most of your time here on Earth. And Tony, you just had a great experience with Hot Pockets, didn't you?
Yeah. The other night, I was sleeping over at my Aunt Marie's house. I got hungry in the middle of the night and went to the kitchen. I got out a Hot Pocket, and I put it in the microwave. And then Nunzio, Aunt Marie's boyfriend, came into the kitchen. And I said, "Don't mind me, I'm just eating a Hot Pocket." And he said, "Oh yeah? I just ate a Hot Pocket too." And I said, "I didn't know Aunt Marie had a microwave in her bedroom." And then Nunzio winked at me. And then Marie winked at me. And let's just say, I almost lost my appetite for that Hot Pocket. But I still ate it anyway. Because nothing can ruin Hot Pockets for me. Not even the thought of Nunzio chowing down on Aunt Marie's private parts.
What a wonderful story, and such a perfect representation of how Hot Pockets bring families together. That's Hot Pockets. It's what's for dinner.
Good ad, Reed.
Yeah, well, that wraps up our ad right there. And look at that, Tony. That wraps up the show.
Time
so, you know.
Nope.
Oh, no. Producer Jay, the worst.
He's the frozen food of human beings.
Yeah.
What do you want?
We need to do corrections.
What?
Paulie, you said the odds of Phil Mickelson winning the PGA Championship were 20,000 to 1?
Yeah.
No, They were 200 to 1.
Oh, yeah? Well, I guess I got confused. You know, 20,000 to 1 are the odds of you living to see tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm going to put all our Hot Pocket money on us killing you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No more.
So
we're
move
done.
On. Enough of that.
Tony, you said the PGA Champions Tour is all champions?
Yep.
No. It's just made up of players over 50 years old. It's just the senior tour.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to take you on a senior tour to the cemetery. All the players are aged dead, just like you're going to be.
Yeah. I can't wait to fill the divot that the gravedigger makes.
Yeah, that's it.
Stop. Both of you.
What? What?
You have no deal with Hot Pockets.
What?
I saw the whole exchange. You sent them an email. They told you go away. And then they never responded after that.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're not going to respond after we suffocate you to death.
Yeah. You're going to be living in a cold pocket 6 feet under.
Yeah, called a coffin.
Yeah.
Get it?
By the way, you guys owe me 6 weeks worth of pay, but you keep flaking every week.
You're right. We're a lot like the flaky, delicious crust of a Hot Pocket fresh out of the microwave.
So true. And also on the subject of not flaking, Tony, guess who we just booked for next week? Confirmed Super Bowl hero, Eagles legend, Nick Foles.
Wow.
Will really be
Nick
on the show.
Foles.
Nick Foles. Nick
Finally.
Foles. Nick Foles
what
coming
a
to the show.
It's gonna be.
In the meantime, we're not going to thank Eddie House.
More like Eddie Foreclosure.
Absolutely. In the meantime, people, don't forget to go online, rate and review the show, tell us how great we are, subscribe. Also, look us up, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, under The Fusco Show. And Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you next week, people. Bye.
See ya.